Ranchers in Idaho are trying to avoid a legal battle over one of the scarcest resources in the West, water. Much of the West is suffering another dry year, which could mean problems in Idaho, where cattle and Chinook salmon depend on the same streams. Kathy Witkowski reports on the effort to find a solution.
Idaho's Lemhi River is a long way from the Pacific, so state biologist Tom Curette says it's pretty incredible to think that this freshwater mountain stream serves as a birthplace for ocean-going Chinook salmon.
We're probably 750 miles from the ocean, river miles here, and fish will come all the way to 900 miles from the ocean to reach their spawning grounds in Idaho.
Before they lay their eggs, these fish have to navigate past dams, survive polluted water, and climb more than a mile in elevation. Now they also have to deal with the effects of 4 years of drought.
Where we're standing on the bank, we'd probably have our feet wet on a normal water year.
But this year, the river is running at record low flows. Ranchers own the rights to all the water here and could have dried up a critical stretch this spring to irrigate their fields, just as juvenile fish were heading back to the coast. The situation was ripe for the kind of confrontation that erupted 2 years ago in Oregon's Klamath Basin, where federal marshals had to be called in to keep angry farmers from illegally opening irrigation pumps. But landowners here on the Lemhi have a very different attitude about fish, which is why they voluntarily agreed to lease some of their water back to the state for the sake of the salmon. Rancher R.J. Smith helped arrange the deal.
Most of us were born and raised here, or at least have been here a lot of years, and those fish are part of our heritage, if you will. Our fathers fished for them, we fished for them, and we'd kind of like to see them come back.
The hope is that the 30-day plan provides enough water for the fish to survive, while at the same time allowing the ranchers to make a living.
If we can keep our community whole, keep the irrigators whole, and have fish, isn't that a win-win?
It is, if it works. Rancher Lowell Cerise says it's hard to tell what will happen to the 200 acres he's not able to irrigate.
I'm 2 weeks into the agreement, and it's still green. Whether or not it's still growing, I don't know. You know, if I would have the water on it right now if I could.
The state is paying Cerise $10,000 for the use of that water, so he may still come out okay financially. But beyond the money, he says there's another equally important incentive to lease his water. The salmon are protected under the Endangered Species Act, so he and his fellow irrigators could be prosecuted if they cause the deaths of any fish.
I guess probably anybody that's been through a divorce or got in a car accident and had to go to court knows that the only people that win on those types of situations are the attorneys, so I guess if we can get along and stay out of court, we're all better off.
Regardless of the motives, biologist Tom Curette is impressed by the effort.
I mean, I've worked with the irrigation district and the landowners on the Lemhi River for my whole career here, and these guys have been very proactive in trying to do good things for fish. It's a pleasure working with these people that have a sincere interest in the resource.
But if the drought continues, that cooperative spirit is likely to be tested again as efforts to reach a long-term agreement continue. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski.